This is Kerry Gallagher. My Honors History 9 G-Block students have put together a podcast about colonial life in America. This podcast is about westward expansion and interaction with Native Americans and the First Great Awakening.
A major factor of westward expansion in the 18th century was that there was too many people on the Atlantic coast and an insufficient amount of land to house them. West of the Atlantic coast, the land was very valuable due to the fact that it could provide fertile soil and many resources. However, the Native Americans have been living there for generations.
It is very true that lands are of late becoming more valuable. But what raises their value? It is not entirely owing to the industry and labor used by the white people in their cultivation and improvement. Had not they come among you, these lands would have been of no use to you, any further than to maintain you. The value of the land is no more than it is worth in money. Governor of Pennsylvania, July 7, 1742.
The governor is pointing out that, in his opinion, the Native Americans are not utilizing the land to its full potential and value. The colonists believed that they would be able to use the land in its entirety.
The Iroquois of New York were at a disadvantage from the start when fighting against the English settlers in the mid-1700s. This is because they were negatively affected by disease and war. This made it harder for them to hold back the colonists.
We know our lands are now become more valuable. The white people think we do not know their value, but we are sensible that the land is everlasting and the few goods we receive for it are soon worn out and gone. Besides, we are not well treated with respect to the land still unsold by us. Your people daily settle on these lands and spoil our hunting. Your horses and cows have eaten the grass our deer used to feed on. Canestigo, Iroquois leader, July 7, 1742.
Canestigo can't accept money or goods for his land. This is because goods and money are replaceable while land is an everlasting resource. Canestigo knew that he couldn't defeat the settlers, so he tried to plead with them to stop their western expansion.
The Great Awakenings was a revival of religious feelings. Ministers, like Jonathan Edwards, preached to large audiences to remind them of the wrath of God and the power of the priests, because they had lost sight of religion due to distractions of the colonies.
O sinner, consider the fearful danger that you are in. It is a great furnace of wrath, a wide and bottomless pit, full of fire of wrath that you are held over in the hand of a God, whose wrath is provoked and incensed as much against you as against many of the damned in hell. You hang by a slender thread. Jonathan Edwards, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God speech.
Edwards' purpose here was to scare the colonists by warning them of their path of their lack of religion. He explains that their path would lead them to a wide and bottomless pit of fire.
When people like George Whitefield became popular, the purpose of the Great Awakening changed. Its purpose went from reviving people's religious convictions to energizing the people to speak for themselves and to think beyond the authority of books and ministers. George Whitefield once said,
"The generality of preachers talk of an unknown, unfelt Christ, and the reason why congregations have been so dead is because dead men preach to them."
The reason Baptist and Methodist churches became so popular directly related to George Whitefield's preaching. He said that religion was generally just preach with no self-connection to God. These churches, along with George Whitefield, preached that, in fact, religion was about your personal relationship with God.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast about the struggles of Native Americans in 17th century colonial America and the First Great Awakening. A special thank you to John, Emily, Jimmy, Jen, Hannah, Courtney, Catherine, and Danielle, whose voices you heard this afternoon.